The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Bar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, getting set for high school basketball on the guys' side here on Care Radio as the ladies game in the books and the guys getting set to go. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with your court side. And as with the ladies game and with so many other games going on around the area, Game 1 of the 2022-23 season here tonight. Girls game, well, it was all ACCHS in that opener here this evening. 42-19 was the final score. Lady Tigers starting their season at 1-0. Yeah, there you go. I just shared that. A lot of games going on around the area this evening with teams like Marysville at Sabetha. Rossville is at Atchison, across town here tonight. You're going to have Valley Falls at Oskaloosa this evening. Other games around the Northeast Kansas League. Finds Valley Falls around the Valley at Oski. McLeod at Horton. Jackson Heights is going to go out of conference down to Royal Valley. It'll be Riverside at Troy. Donovan West at home with Axtell. Pleasant Ridge at JCN this evening, among others. So, there's the games going on around the area. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to bring you the starters and the tip. Guys Hoops coming up right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
set to roll here this evening, and the PA announcer introducing those starters, allow me to share them with you. First of all, for ACCHS and first season head coach Taylor Smith, his assistant Alex Thornburg. And the Tigers are going to be starting Ben Rush and Trenton Kimmy, Matt Worley, Creighton Bowerly, all four seniors and a junior, James Sheet. For Marhamount Academy and their first year head coach, Dan Rapplinger, they will be starting Bowden Korbelik, a junior, seniors, Jonkin Ngwaba at Parrish Beagle, senior Mark Harris, senior Sam Joyce. So both of these clubs starting four seniors and one junior. Invocation, got Father Jeremy on hand here tonight for that, and we're about ready to get things going. Tigers in their traveling black uniforms with orange and white lettering and trim. For Marhamount Academy, it is the home white with gold and black. Very, very nice crowd on hand here this evening. Big block into the center circle. We'll get set to jump this thing off for Atchison County. It is going to be Matt Morley coming into the circle. Johnson is in there for MHMA. Little Van Halen in the background, and we're underway. It's taken by Beagle. He'll drive, shoot, score 3 seconds into the season, and the Ravens are on the board. Parrish Beagle hitting the first two. Up court comes ACCHS. The ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Korbelik. Tigers are going to bring it back in play. Up the court is going to be Bowerly. He'll have it at the top. Work it back over to Sheets. James dumps it off at the top of the key. MHMA with kind of a swarming defense. The drive will go to the baseline. The dish will go over to the left side. Kimmy thinking about the three, then doesn't, pulls it back down. Sheets will take it at the top of the key. Half a minute in. 2-0. Ravens with the early lead. Tigers have yet to take a shot. The drive will come down the right side. The dish on top. The dump into the right corner in front of the student section. Cross court is going to go. Tigers being very patient, looking for the shot they want. Good patience in getting that selection. Now the baseline jumper is going to go up. It will not go in. Ravens are going to come up with a rebound, and into the forecourt with it is going to go Mark Harris. Harris comes over to Korbelik on the left side, who dribbles it out on top and works between the circles a minute into the game. 7-0. Or 2-0. 2-0 Ravens in front. Here's Parrish Beagle. Pivots with the left foot. Goes to Sam Joyce. Joyce starts to drive in, working against Ben Rush. Kicks it over to Johnkin. Ngwaba puts it back out on top. Korbelik. Here's Beagle. Goes in. Dumps it over to Johnkin. The ball is on the floor. And as the Tigers try to save it, they're going to slide down. It's going to be Trenton Kimmy lying on the baseline. Ravens are going to have it back into their offensive end. Parrish will bring it in. Korbelik, little runner from the baseline. Nope. Sam Joyce, little power move, follows up. Nope. And this time it'll be pulled away by Atchison County. Matt Worley coming away with the board. It is still a 2-0. Raven lead 6:15 and rolling to go here in the opening quarter. Tigers have the ball up top side, dish it back over to the right. MHMA staying with the player defense to begin things here this evening. Between the circles, that's going to be Sheets. Widens it a little bit. Steps out a couple of steps above. Now will fade away, put up a three, off the mark. Ngwaba coming up with a rebound. Here come the Ravens. Korbelik into the forecourt down the left side. 5:45 to go in the first. Gets it to Beagle. Parrish has it on top. Back it comes to Johnson, who will dribble toward the top. Little crossover dribble. Gets it to Harris. He will go to the free throw line. Back it comes to Johnson. Ngwaba in, up, good for two. Ngwaba will have his first points of the game. And now the Ravens are going to steal the upcourt play. Driving down, the feet across, Harris. And he will have it stolen away. And then reaches in to knock it out of bounds. It'll come back again to Atchison County. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along at a pretty brisk pace. 4-0. Ravens in front. They were going to call a foul, by the way, on that play. Going to call Harris. I thought they just said he had knocked it away out of bounds. They're going to see. In fact, he commits his first foul of the game. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers with the ball and the pass into the lane, trying to set up a little cutter as they had Sheets angling across the lane from top right to bottom left. And a defender steps in front of him, steals the ball, and up with it will come MHMA. And on the upcourt play, a Tiger foul. Their first tonight. Whistle is going to be on Matt Worley. 4:50 to go, opening quarter, 4-0, Ravens. It seems like, at least in these first two games today, now here's a pass down to the baseline, goes right through the wickets, and Harris unable to control that thing in. It'll get away. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. In the girls' game today, and so far in the guys' game, it is a matter of defense. Teams are not looking. In the old days, you know, there was a style where you try to score a lot. Just go down and score and score and score. But now there's a lot more defense and a lot less points being put on the board. Again, the Tigers have not scored, and we are at 4.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Ravens have only scored twice, 4-0. Sheets will dish it over to the right side. Tigers with the basketball. Again, running a little motion. They'll back away. The three's launched. Wide to the left side. Rebound is tipped out. And Korblik couldn't find it. He's spinning in circles, just staring at the lights. Couldn't pull it down. But luckily for him, Beagle did see it. And Ravens are going to come up the court with a basketball. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. 4-0. Ravens in front. Harris will take it right side. Looks in, goes in the middle. Brody Copeman had that one fed to him, but Johnson comes up with a rebound, misses the shot. Copeman will come down with a rebound and go up and hit it. So Brody will have his first point of the game, and the Ravens go up now 6-0 at 3:40 to go into first. And as the Tigers get their offense running, we will have a Raven foul. It's going to be the first foul by Parrish Beagle. So Parrish will pick up the foul, and the Tigers are going to take a timeout early in the ballgame. It's going to be Coach Smith wanting to talk it over with his team, and we're going to let him do that. We'll enjoy the break. 3:41 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is. Moore Hill Mount Academy 6, Atchison County nothing.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gym. 3:41 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a little jump shot on its way from the left side. It's up and no good. The rebound is going to be lost out of bounds and off whom? It'll be touched last by Johnkin and Guava. It'll come back to ACCHS. Taking the time, looking. Tigers trying to get it in and they'll lob it way out top side. Took them a moment to find someone available, and they finally kick it up high, getting it there to James Sheets. And then James is going to go up and in with a bucket, and Sheets will have his first and the Tigers' first point today. It is 6-2. Feet underneath, Johnkin turns, kisses it off the window and in. A Parrish Beagle assist. And Guava with 4. It is 8-2 Ravens now. Into the lane, Tigers quickly, the shot is up, no. Getting his own rebound, followed up, no. And back-to-back shots by Matt Worley, neither of which would fall. Back up with it will come the Ravens. Down to the right block, Brody, nope, Johnkin, nope, Brody, can't handle it. Harris, nope, Brody, up, nope. the Ravens getting Everson where Brody misses again. There must be a minimum of 6 shots taken from inside 3 feet, none of which would go in. Tigers rebound. They go to the other end, and they'll miss a layup. And finally, the coach says, that's enough. Rapp takes a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break of 2:25 to go in the first. Trying to get their focus centered. It is Morehead Mount Academy 8, Atchison County 2.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the opening quarter of this guy's game. Boys High School Basketball on K-Radio, the debut game of the 2022-23 season. Happy to have you with us here on K-Radio. Ravens with the basketball and a 6-point lead. The shot up from 15 is good by Parrish Beagle. So Parrish with 4. Ninguaba with 4. And the Ravens leading it out 10-2. That was Brody Koopman with the other 2 points. And on the other end of the court, we're going to have a Raven foul, and that's on Johnkin, his first. So the Ravens getting themselves in a little foul trouble early in the game. Johnkin is going to come out, and Sam Joyce will return to the floor. Ravens have picked up 4 team fouls already, and ACCHS has committed only 1. We're 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Tigers with the ball up top side. It's going to be Bowerly. The 3 is airborne. No. Rebound, Sam Joyce. Joyce pulls it down and up the floor. Ravens have brought Keegan into the game. Keegan missed Pagel. He'll take the 1 spot. Kicks it over to the right side to Beagle. Parrish, still behind the back, bounce pass. Gets it to Koopman. Back over to the baseline left now. Again, a little juggling of the basketball, but recovered by Luke Siebert, who's in the game. Minute 20 to go. Cross-court pass, lots of contact, and there's your foul. For the Tigers, a second foul of the game. In fact, both of their fouls in the game belong to Matt Worley. Coach Smith is going to have to get him out of the game very quickly, and into the lineup, you'll see Dalton Damon. Dalton, another senior for Coach Taylor Smith. Dalton got a lot of PT over the course of last year. I was a good contributor. It was good to see him out of the court. Ravens with the ball underneath. Beagle up and hits it. Plus 1. Parrish Beagle a chance at a conventional 3-point play. Bishop from the near side says, count that bucket. The foul is going to be on the Tigers, and that is Carter Swinson. The free throw, good. Parrish Beagle having a very good opening quarter. That is his 7th point, and it is a 13-2 lead. Little layup from underneath is up and no good as Sam Joyce goes up. And as he pulls the ball away from Swinson, the official blows a whistle and says that is a jump ball. He claimed that he called it tied up. Possession error back to the Tigers. 50 seconds to go in the first, 13-2. Ravens in front, Tigers with the basketball. They'll go way out topside now to James Sheets. And it really spread the floor. Here's a 3-point shot up, missing. Beagle coming down with it. Ravens back into the forecourt, 35 seconds left in the first. Out on top. Morehead Mount Academy with Miss Pagel. Keegan has his heels at the center circle, swings it over to the left side to Beagle. Puts a move on his defender, slips, but is able to get rid of the pass. And no, they're going to say no. They will be called for the travel. I mentioned Luke Siebert in the game. He's out there with Parrish Beagle and Brady Koopman. You've got Keegan Mispagel and Sam Joyce. Those are the Raven five. We're in the last 15 seconds down with the opening quarter. Tigers with the ball, running a little motion straight away. Top of the key, the three is up. Good. Give it to Creighton Bowerly. It's 13-5. Now, the ball on the floor, rolling around, and it's going to go out of bounds as the clock elapses, indicating the end of quarter number one. But they're after it out of the floor, and we're going to take a break. First quarter done. It is Morehead Mount Academy 13, Atchison County 5.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
High school basketball this evening on CARE Radio. We're set to go to the second quarter. It is a 13-5 lead for Marhill Mount Academy over ACCHS. A lot of games going on around the area. There'll be scores, I'm sure, coming in as it goes on. Some of the Tiger fans have decided that they're going to call it a night, looks like, ahead for the gates. A little early to throw in any towels here. And it's not particularly late, about 8:45 here this evening. See that, Joseph? I'm watching. You've got a 15-minute mental timer set. We go to the second quarter, alternate possession, awarding the basketball to the Ravens. Here's a three-point shot up and not too close, rebounding it down, ACCHS. Here come the Tigers. Sheets will come into the forecourt with it. They'll skip past to the left side off the block, the feet across to the baseline, back off on top. The uncontested three. Wow. There's a shot for the Tigers. And knocking that one down is going to be Bowerly. It is his second three of the game, and he has six of his team's 8 points. 7:20 to go in the half. The feed underneath. Joyce, power move, missed it. Rebound. Brody has it taken out of his hands, and a couple of Tigers dive for the ball. And between the two of them, they will lose it out of bounds. Parrish Beagle is going to come back into the lineup, taking Siebert out of the game. 7:15 to play in the first half now. Beagle brings it in. The running left-handed shot is up and good for Bowden Korblick. His first point of the game, 15-8. And now the cross-court pass stolen by Parrish Beagle. Parrish having a great start to the season here tonight. He had 7 in the opening quarter. Here's a little skip pass down to the baseline. The Tigers' Ben Rush is going to slap it away and knock it out of bounds. ACCHS will reach into the bench, bringing Dylan Mullen into the lineup. Coming into the game for the Ravens, I guess more correctly, coming back into the game for the Ravens, is going to be Jonkin Ngwaba. He'll be taking out Brody Copeman. 6:50 to go in the half. Way out on top. Korblick. He'll take his time, dribbled up toward the center. Kicks it over to Parrish. Back to Korblick. He'll kick three. Gets it. Korblick. A two a moment ago and now a three. His first points of the game. 18-8 MHMA. We're down to 6.5 to go in the opening half. Little one-handed runner from the right side, but the official calls a double dribble on Creighton Bowerly, and it'll come back again to the Ravens. Basketball has become king now as the football seasons have concluded around the area, and we're going to be with the Benedictine Ravens tomorrow. We'll be talking about that. Here's a little hook shot from in the lane, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Sam Joyce. So Sam gets in the middle, making a little space for himself in there, and in the process will collect his first foul of the game, and we're going to see a timeout taken by the Ravens. Joseph, what do you say we do this with 6:18 to go? We're in the opening half here at Atchison. We're at DeSmar Hill Mount Academy 18, Atchison County 8.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first half. 18-8. Morehill Mount Academy in front for the Ravens. Parrish Beagle continues to lead the way with 7 points. He scored all of them in the opening quarter. Broden Korbelik. Broden has gotten 5 points, all of them in the second. And Johnkin Ngwaba with 4. Brody has 2 for ACCHS. Creighton Powerly on a couple of three-point shots has paved the way for the Tigers scoring. He's got 6, and James Sheets rounds it out with the other 2. It'll be Tiger basketball coming in from deep in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to apply some pressure on the upcourt play. And unawares, the ball is on the floor, and it hits the Tiger in the leg. Ravens coming up, trying to come up with a steal, and ultimately instead come up with a foul. It'll be the second on Johnkin. 6:10 to go. Back over to the right side. Tigers with the basketball, trailing it by 10. We get down inside 6 minutes to go in the opening half. James Sheets, pass comes out on top. It's very low, right at the ankles, and that's going to be Burns. Having to reach down Caden to rescue that, which he does. Now the Tigers will lob to the left side. A 3 set sail and missing, rebounding it down. Sam Joyce. Here come the Ravens. Harris down the left side. Knifes into the lane, turns his spit sideways, the shot is up, misses. Neither of these teams is setting the world on fire with their shooting yet in the game. But again, you've got to understand, it is game one. And things will get ironed out. 5:20 left in the half. 18-8. Little one-hand push pass over to the right side for the Tigers. 2 Burns. They'll fish it down there to Bowerly and back up between the circles, Trent and Kimmy. Now the ball is knocked away. Sousa to 4, rolling around. Here comes the steal. Down comes Harris, all alone from the right side, off the window and in. Mark Harris will have his first points of the season. It is 20-8. Ravens with a 12-point advantage. Now the ball is going to be knocked away, taken away by Harris. Numbers, Ravens. Right side, Korbelik in traffic, no. Head fake, shot up, no. Johnkin, follow shot, no. Johnkin, follow shot, no. And Ravens are going to save it. Ngwaba coming up off the floor a little bit gingerly, but trying to shake it off. Here's a feed to the right side, and Harris will get that layup to fall. Mark Harris with 4. 22-8. MHMA with a strong possession that time, although missing a lot of very close follow shots. Tiger shot misses from deep in the left corner. Ravens back up with it. They've been really dominant on the board. Spinning in is Beagle, or rather Harris, missed it. Layup again, but is able to procure his own rebound. Sam Joyce will take it to the top of the key, back on the right side to Harris. He'll go long cross court to the left wing, and Parrish Beagle will lose it off his own knee and out of bounds. And wait a minute, we're going to get a foul out of that somewhere. It'll be a blocking foul called, in fact. And Trenton Kimmy picks one up. Tigers are going to bring Carter Swinson back into the game. You got Dalton Damon out there. Creighton Bowerly is on the court. Matt Worley in there. And just looking around to round out the group. Who's my last guy? Oh, there it is. That's James. I didn't see James Sheets out on the court. Tigers up court with the basketball with 3.5 to go in the half. 22-8. Morehill Mount Academy here at home. The pass to the right side of the lane. Batted away for a moment. Tigers are going to save it. And then reaching in again was one reach in a little bit too many. And we'll have a Raven foul. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Harris. So for Coach Rapplinger, both Nguaba and Harris have committed two fouls apiece. And as that is team foul 7, we're going to see the Tigers come to the line for the 1-1. Luke Siebert is going to check into the game. Harris will step out, I'm sure, for the balance of the half. And the front half of the 1-1 is up, and it is no good. Matt couldn't get it to fall. And offensive rebound, up and no good. This time it's going to be cleared away by Joyce. Beagle kicks it over to Korblick, and here come the Ravens. Korblick down to the other end, and he just kind of sets a floating shot up, and the official's going to say there's a foul and two free throws coming. Foul is going to be whistled against Dalton Damon, and Dalton will have his first Tiger team foul 5, but again, in the process of shooting, Holden Korblick, who's got 5 points here in the second quarter, will appear at the line for a couple of free throws. First of which is up and hits the back of the rim and caroms away to the left side. One more free throw coming up for Bowden. Korblick, only a junior. Second free throw also unsuccessful, and Tigers are going to rebound away the miss. 3 minutes to go in the half. Morehill Mount Academy in front, 22-8. Here's the drive to the baseline. The shot rejected. Tigers are going to be able to save the loose ball. And here's a shot from the right side that is attempted to be blocked, but as it is batted away, foul is committed as well. So once again, Morehill Mount Academy coming off a foul is going to put Atchison County at the free throw line. It is going to be foul number 1 by Brody Koopman. Worley back at the line. This time he will connect on the first. A moment ago he missed the front half of the 1-1. That time he hits the front half of a 2-shot opportunity. One more look at it coming here. Got them both. Matt Worley, his first 2 points of the game. The Tigers are in double-digit scoring. It is 22-10 Ravens. 2:45 and rolling along toward halftime. MHMA into the forecourt. The ball at the top of the key. Tiger pressure, intense. Matt Worley playing high-pressure defense. Korblick will take it all the way deep now in the left corner. Begins to dribble out toward the top, cuts toward the free throw line, kicks it back behind him to Parrish Beagle. That kid will come to Korblick, who's uncontested, and if you leave him open like that, he can get huge numbers. Korblick hits that 3. He's got 8 here in the second quarter, and a driving lay for the Tigers on the other end of the floor is successful for Trenton Kimmy. His first points of the game. 25-12. 2 minutes left. First half. The Ravens. Oh, my goodness. There was a flashback. Do you even remember that? No. It's been that long. Here's a runner from the left side. It's in there. First point of the second quarter by Parrish Beagle, who has 9 in the game. And now all alone on the other end, the defense did not get back. Trenton Kimmy lays it in. And Parrish Beagle down to the other side of the floor. He will go in, reverse layup, gets it. Parrish, a circus shot, has 11. 29-14. And more whistles and more fouls on the other end. And this time it's going to be another blocking call on Sam Joyce. So as Sam picks up his second foul, he's going to join Mark Harris and Jonkin Nguaba. They each have 2 fouls. For ACCHS, I've only got Matt Worley with 2. Three guys with 1. Kimmy, Swinson, and Damon. Ravens are going to go to the bench, and we're going to see Adam Cottle get set to come in. This is a 1-1, so free throw is in. So Matt Worley, after having missed his first free throw tonight, has gone on now to hit his next three in a row and has 3 points tonight. Siebert out of the game for the Ravens, and Cobb's going to check in. Taking a sophomore out and putting a senior in off the bench. Second free throw. He'll get it. Four in a row for Matt Worley. 29-16 Ravens, minute 20 away from halftime here in Atchison, Kansas. The ball into the forecourt, driving down. Brody all alone goes up with two hands as if to dunk, and a defender steps in front of him, and then the official calls a foul. Much to the disappointment and frustration of Dalton Damon. Dalton goes all the way out to the official, who puts an arm around him and is explaining to him, it's okay. You'll be okay. Dalton thought he'd gotten clean with that, and he did a pretty nice job. Here's a free throw by Brody. Good. Copeman will collect his 3 points this evening, making it 30-16 with a minute 15 to go, first half. Another substitution is going to check into the game for Coach Rapplinger and Marhill Mount Academy. Is you're going to have Cottle on the right side of the lane. Mark Harris is back in on the left side. Brody's free throw is up off the back of the rim. No good. We got a Tiger rebound. Coming up with it is Bowerly. The feed to the other end of the fast break, and there's the layup. It's up and good, plus one. ACCHS running a nice transition. Gets to the other end of the court quickly. Ben Rush will get his first points tonight. And about as quickly as he comes into the game, we're going to see a foul committed by Drew Cottle. 1:08 to go in the half. Left-handed free throw is up and in. Wait a minute. We have a lane violation. And so we're going to wipe that free throw away from Ben Rush. As the official right across from him says that he stepped into the lane. And the Ravens inbound is turned over. The three in and out. No. MHMA coming up with the ball. Quickly, they'll go down the left side. Ravens with the basketball, and their lead now has been trimmed to 30-18, and we get another foul call. It'll be the first on James Sheets. So as Adam Connell goes into the game, for a relatively brief time, Parrish Beagle will return. And the Ravens come to the line now. First one of that 1-1 is up and in. Keegan Mispagel gets his first point this evening. Second one, he'll get them both. 32-18. Morehill Mount Academy in front as we go into the last minute of the opening half. Quickly, they. Tigers into the forecourt. Goffey in the lane. A beautiful cutter in the backhanded layup is up and good. Trenton Kimmy having a nice quarter. That is his sixth second quarter point. And now the Ravens having a little trouble with the Tiger pressure. Finally able to get it across the timeline. Driving down the floor. The shot goes up. And Korblick tumbles to the floor. And I think Ben Rush will be whistled here. It is. So Ben picking up his first foul. Tiger team foul 8, Korblick stepping up here. First of 2 is good. Korblick is a good shooter, and quite uncharacteristically, a little bit ago, went 0 for 2 at the free throw line, but he hits that one. Hits that one. And in the second quarter alone, Bowden Korbelik has 10 points. 34-20. Ravens. Half a minute to go in the half now. Sheets will bring it down. And the Tigers trying to run motion, going just a little too quickly. We're going to get a turnover. Matt Worley goes over and talks to the official, who kind of gives him that illustration of your hand was here and the ball was on top, and then you brought your hand up over the top and the ball was underneath, and that was a violation. Ravens shot is up, no good. Rebound Tigers, outlet pass stolen back for the Ravens. So MHMA is going to get the final shot of the half. 9 seconds, 8 to go. Over to the left side with 6. Out on top, Beagle with 4. Back over to the right side. Out on top with 1. Beagle gets away at the buzzer and it rolls out, no good. It is intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Atchison. Intermission score, Marhill Mount Academy 34, Atchison County 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, halftime. It is a 34-20 lead for the home team, MHMA, over ACCHS. A quick recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the visiting Tigers, half a dozen points apiece for Trenton Kimmy and Creighton Bowerly leading the way. Four for Matt Worley, and then with two apiece, James Sheets and Ben Rush, all the starters have scored. For Marhill Mount Academy, 11 points by Perry Spiegel, followed by Bowden Korbelik's 10. It drops then to Johnkin and Guava and Mark Harris with four apiece, three for Brody Coatman and one for Keegan Misfagel. We'll be back. Second half coming your way live here on CARE Radio, but right now with that intermission score, Ravens 34, Tigers 20. It's back to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio for, yes, yet another fantastic halftime.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Marhill Mount Academy versus ACCHS. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College Ravens Athletics as the men's and women's basketball teams are on the road at William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff, scheduled tip-off time for the Lady Ravens. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got Marhill Mount Academy versus JCN basketball action as the girls should take to the court sometime around 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look at some of the scores in finals, I've got in the girls' game. It was Rossville over Atchison High. Rossville had 58 points on the Atchison High. Lady Phoenix, 30 points. In the McLeod-Horton game, it was McLeod at 44 points below Horton's 48. Horton took home the win with 48 points to McLeod's 44. Nemaha Central topped Centralia with a final score of Nemaha Central 54, Centralia 37. It was Donovan West ladies over Axtell 49-26, and Clifton Clyde beat Sacred Heart 52-40. In the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we have ACCHS girls at 42 points to Marhill Mount Academy girls 19. In boys' games, we have a couple of finals to report. It was Jackson Heights falling to Royal Valley with a final score of Royal Valley 49, Jackson Heights 45. Centralia topped Nemaha Central 42-39. Horton beat McLeod with a final score of Horton boys 50, McLeod 17. And in the game that you're listening to right here, right now, we've got ACCHS at 34 points to Marhill Mount Academy's 20. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory continues until midnight tonight. 19 tonight, under clear skies, northwesterly winds, 20 to 25 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 37 tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 23 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and dry Sunday. Clouds on the increase by Monday. Upper 40s Sunday. Low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison, we have a current temperature. It's updating. Of course it's updating. The current temperature was 29 degrees right now. We've got a feels-like temperature of 15 degrees. The winds that are out of the north, northwest at 24 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 63%. Dew point 18 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is steady at 30.12 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our next sign-up will be Saturday, December 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part, for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back again to the Haverty Gym on the campus of Barnhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where it's game one of the 2022-23 high school basketball season. And in the guys' game, we go to the second half with the home team, MHMA, in front 34-20. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer-engineer, our halftime guru, back in the studio. Thank you, Joseph, for everything. Tom Couch here, and Tigers with a little bit of work cut out for them, finding themselves down by 14. Not certainly an insurmountable kind of a number. Here goes a three-point shot airborne. A few of those would help, and there's one from deep in the left corner. Tigers on their first possession, a three by James Sheets, and it's 34-23. On the other end, Johnkin Nguaba lays it up and in. So on the quick transition, Nguaba will have his sixth point of the game. 36-23. Earlier in the third quarter, the crowd has dwindled at halftime. A number of people are probably on the way home. Hey, the ball stolen, and a down court breakaway layup is good for Parrish Beagle. Parrish having a big game to start the year. That is his 13th point of the night. So if you've been here to the game or been to your other game and on the way home, we welcome you to the broadcast here this evening. Now the Ravens with a steal. Parrish comes down court again, goes up, and will hit another driving layup. Back-to-back layups for Parrish Beagle, and the Ravens chase their lead now to 40-23. Tigers will take the ball down to the right block, trying to back in. Now the feed into the lane. It's going to be batted free, stole it away, and up with it is going to come Harris. Ravens into the forecourt. Harris will take it down the right side, stops, head fake, shoots off the window, no good. And three guys with hands on the ball, and it will be a jump ball possession arrow, MHMA. Ravens in the home whites with gold. Tigers in the traveling black uniforms with orange and white. And we're going to get an Atchison County timeout taken by Coach Smith. Joseph, let's do one. What do you say? 6:23 to go in the third. It is Ravens 40, Tigers 23.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Back with us here at the Haverty. 6:23 to go in the third quarter of the guys' game, 40-23. Ravens out in front, and it'll be MHMA putting the ball in play from their offensive baseline. They'll kick it over to the left side to Korblik. A skip pass out on top to Beagle. Parrish will hold the ball on his left hip, kick it back to Korblik. He'll drive into the baseline, get it in and eighth, and Sam Joyce will have his shot rejected. And a rebound coming down to the Tigers. Here comes ACCHS. Atchison County into the forecourt. Cross-court pass stolen. Here's Mark Harris. He's in. He's up. He is not going to get it. What a nice defensive play down the court. But the Ravens are going to maintain possession coming up with that rebound. The feed underneath Harris alone. Give Joyce the assist. And Harris the bucket. It is now 42-23. Harris has a half a dozen points, and now the ball rolling around on the floor. Players scrum for it, and we're going to get a foul call. We're going to get a travel. What are we going to have? It's going to be a whistle, and it will be a foul. It's going to be on ACCHS, and that'll be the second of the game for Trenton Kimmy. You see the single mark. That means it was a first half foul, but the X, we make X's for the second half fouls. Scorebook 101 here. game one of the year. 5.5 to go in the third quarter, 42-23. The pass over to the right side. Walk on a tightrope over there. Beagle nearly steps out of bounds in front of the student section, but is able to recover. Ravens will feed underneath, and the shot is going to go up and good. And Guaba with another bucket. Johnkin has 8. Ravens lead 44-23. After coming down and scoring that quick 3 to begin the second half, Tigers have gone cold. And now another steal down the left side. The left-handed layup hits the bottom of the rim for Beagle, and it will not go in. I think he wanted to go with his right-handed cross over under the rim and then decided at the last moment to go up with the left on the left side. Now here's a crossover layup from the baseline that's going to be up and good. Trenton Kimmy with 8. 44-25. A moment ago, a 21-point lead for the Ravens, now trimmed to 19, as we're at 4.5 minutes of play in the third quarter. Straight away, top of the key, it's a 3, count it. Putting it in is Parrish Beagle. What a great start to the season he's having here. 18 points now for Parrish. And the ball is going to be batted away. It's off, fence out at the baseline. Let's see off whom it will have gone. And apparently, it will be Tiger basketball. ACCHS is going to have Dylan Mullins in the game, and he'll do the inbound work. Tigers working around out topside. The feed over to the left edge, looking in the middle. There's no room there. Comes back out of top between the circles. Long cross-court lob pass to Bowerly. He will go in, runs into a teammate, and the ball is dislodged, picked up by Korblik. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Kick back, a 3, and this one is going to be short. Johnkin follows it up, short, rebound, out of play. It's going to continue to be Raven basketball. If you hear singing in the background, it's probably just somebody singing happy birthday. You know, it's a big birthday day. The care listening area. Topside with it is going to be Bowden Korblik. And the Ravens are going to spread it out a little bit here with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. 47-25 is the Raven lead. Now the ball is going to be batted away from Korblik. And in the effort at coming up with a steal, this is going to indicate that there's a foul by Creighton. So Creighton Bowerly will have committed his first foul tonight. Tigers will have their second foul of the second half. MHMA has not committed a second half foul yet. And there'll be a substitution as Sam Joyce comes out for Coach Rapplinger, and back into the Raven lineup is going to be Brody Copeman. 3:20 to go in the third. Pass is going to be batted, but saved out on top by Parrish Beagle. Left side is going to be Korblik. They want to get underneath to Johnkin, guarded by Ben Rush, but not able to do it. Now they'll go to the right side. The three-point shot is up, and it won't go in for the Ravens. The feet underneath, the shot is up, in and out, no good, and his bodies are strewn on the floor. We'll see against whom this foul is called, and it is going to be on Ben Rush. Ben picking up foul number 2. And back to the free throw line, Parrish Beagle. What do we have for Parrish? 3, 6, 7 in the quarter, 18 in the game. A couple of free throws coming here. First one, yep. This is easy, isn't it, Lola? You could do this, don't you think? One more free throw coming up for Parrish. 48-25. Eyes it, puts it on its way. It's a little wide to the right side, and Tigers are going to rebound it down. Ravens leading at 48-25. Inside 3 to go in the third quarter. Gliding all the way to the left side. The baseline 3, airborne, too strong, rebounding it down. It's going to be Mark Harris, and Beagle will come up the court with it as the Ravens will run their offense. Wide, wide to the left side. Miss Pingle in the game. Up top, Johnkin goes into the lane. Behind the head layup. Now, it looked fancy, looked cute, didn't work. So back the other way it's going to come. Tigers back down the floor. James Sheets will dish it to the free throw line, and driving down the right side of the lane, the ball is going to be stripped out of the hands of Trenton Kimmy, and it'll go out of bounds at the baseline back to Atchison County. Into the game, Matt Worley for ACCHS. Kind of anything you want to say? Anybody you want to say hello to, Lola? No. Lola says no. Okay, here we go. Tigers looking to bring it in. It's inbounded, and Harris got a hand on it, then knocked it in the air, could not find it. It lands out of bounds, and caroms into the scorer's table, where back it will come to ACCHS. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Creighton Bowerly with the ball on top side, gets it over to Worley. They run a little motion out of Trenton Kimmy back over to the left side. The three-point shot rims out, will not fall in for Bowerly. Back up with it will come the Ravens. Down the floor with it, sophomore Luke Siebert. Minute 57 to go in the third quarter, 48-25. MHMA in front here at home. Nguaba comes out on top. The feed from Harris to Copeman for two. Brody lays it up and in, and he's got five. 50-25. This is now the largest lead of the evening for the Ravens. Here's a drive into the lane, and as the shot goes up and in, we get a whistle, and we have a foul that will wave off the bucket. Yes. It will instead be the third foul of the game for the Ravens, Mark Harris, and the first foul of the second half for Marhill Mount Academy. Tigers will be putting it in at their baseline. A minute and a half to go in the third. The ball's going to be knocked away and stripped. Here goes Corbley. He's down. He's up and can't hit it. And the rebound is out of play. And touch last by a Tiger. 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Even though the fans have dwindled, the MHMA student section is in great numbers. Shot is up by Korblik, missing, but a rebound underneath, and the feed in the middle of Johnkin, who cannot handle the pass. Ravens are going to turn it over. 1:10 to go in the third. ACCHS racing into the forecourt now. Creighton Bowerly goes in, goes up, reverses layup, and scores it. Bowerly has eight. It is 50-27. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Game one of the new high school basketball season. We're going to have, and we have been having, Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio. The Ravens well into the season. We're going to be with them tomorrow from Oskaloosa, Iowa. Benedictine at William Penn. Girls game at 2, guys game at 4 tomorrow. Shot goes up for the Ravens, and we'll have a Tiger committing a foul. Get a look at the mark from the scorer's table. That is going to be a whistle on Trenton Kimmy. His third in the free throw here. Won't quite go in. Brody Copeman was looking for his sixth point. He'll have one more opportunity at that. Johnkin out of the game for the Ravens. It back in will come Sam Joyce. One more look at it for Brody Copeman. On its way, that's in. And he has a half a dozen. It is 51-27. Ravens in front, 35 seconds in the third. Tigers will put up the three from the left wing. Hits the front lip of the rim and then bounces across it. Players all over the floor looking for the basketball, and Joyce is going to bat it away. It'll be picked up by Ms. Pagel, and up the floor with it will come MHMA. Cutting across is Korblik, drives to the free throw line. Joyce will have it, puts a shoulder down, puts a shot up, misses it, gets his own rebound, skips it over to the right side. Siebert had it, can't get a shot away. Here's one from the left by Korblik, no good. Siebert coming up with a rebound, and his pass is loose on the floor, saved, and before the shot, the quarter ends, and we will go to the fourth here in Atchison. After three, it is Morehead Mount Academy 51, Atchison County 27.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here. The Haverty Gym on the campus of Barnhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. It is high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. Full slate of games up and down the conference tonight. And this one here, the third game of the night. The two JV games went the way of the Ravens. A girls varsity game was won by ACCHS. And we now go to the fourth quarter of the guys varsity game. 51-27 going to the fourth. Ravens in front. ACCHS has been led in scoring by Creighton Bowerly and Trenton Kimmy with 8 each. For the Ravens, it's been a 19-point game so far for Parrish Beagle and 10 for Bowden Korbelik. Tigers put the ball in play to go to the fourth quarter. We're back at it. ACCHS slowing it down a little bit, getting a little patient, just running the offense. Here's a shot will be put up on the right side. Won't quite fall for Bowerly. Ravens are going to come up with a rebound and bring it into the other end of the court. We're inside 7.5 minutes to play. 51-27. Korbelik with it up top side. Swings it down to Harris in the baseline left in front of the Raven bench. Back to Harris. Now driving in. Beagle goes across. Kicks it over to the right side. Korbelik can't shake his defender. And he will drive across underneath the lane. Wants to get it into Joyce. He does. Sam shoots and scores. Sam Joyce with the bucket. That'll be his first point of the game, and it's 53-27. ACCHS around the outside, 6:50 to go. Cross-court pass stolen away, Parrish Beagle. Here come the Ravens. Skip pass by Beagle. Oh, that was nicely anticipated and stolen by the Tigers' Matt Worley. He saw that thing unfolding in front of him, recognized what was happening, placed himself in a good position to come up with a steal, and Atchison County's back on offense. 6.5 minutes to play. Three-point shot is started and then not finished out, and underneath, Damon will shoot and score and get one, plus one. Anyway, Dalton Damon, the thing about the play was he did not give up on it. He was put in a bad situation. The pass was not where he wanted it to be. He was taken a little bit unawares, but stayed with the play. Was able to get the shot up and subsequently not only hit it, but draw the foul and has an opportunity here at a conventional three-point play. Those, by the way, his first points of the game. His team fouls are now even at 4 apiece. With 6:18 to go in the game, the free throw is good, and he will convert. Picking up the 3 points, making it 53-30. For the Ravens, we've got Bowden Korbelik and Mark Harris. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to reset these lineups as we've got a timeout taken by MHMA and Coach Rapplinger. When we return, we'll reset the lineups for both sides. But the break with 6:18 left finds your score. Morehill Mount Academy 53. Atchison County, 30.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison. Or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
ACCHS has already made his way back out on the floor. Ravens still huddled up around the coaching staff, so as I promised you, a recap of who is out there. We've got, for the Tigers, got Ben Rush out there. Matt Worley's out on the court. You've also got Carter Swinson out, Creighton Bowerly, and we'll see if we can round this out here. Which young athlete am I missing? Oh, James. I keep missing James. He kind of hides from me. James Jeter's out there. Ravens coming down the court. A little bit of a layup for the baseline. It's going to be up and good, and Korblik will have a dozen now. 55-30. 5:55 left in the ballgame. Atchison County down the right side of the lane. That's a sweet move, and a twisting layup is going to be up and in for Matt Worley, giving him a half a dozen points tonight. 55-32. 5:40 remaining. Ravens taking it down. Korblik, topside to Parrish. Beagles has started the game in the season red hot. Here's a driving layup, missing by Mark Harris, but a foul whistled against the Tigers will put Mark at the free throw line. This call is going to be against, who do we have? Oh, second foul for Carter. And at the line, Mark Harris. Harris has not had a free throw opportunity this evening. Has a half a dozen points in his first free throw of the night. Hits the back of the rim and kicks away. It's no good. 6 points for Mark Harris. The second free throw rolls around and dances on the rim a little bit, but it goes in. And give him now 7. 56-32 at 5.5 minutes left. Tigers down the floor with it. Bowerly will do the handling of the ball, getting it into the forecourt. The feed over to the right side. And as he goes up with a shot, Matt Worley gets fouled. And he's going to come to the free throw line. And possibly the tempo of this game, which has not been exactly at a breakneck pace. Anyway, the tempo may slow yet a little bit more. And the first free throw here is good for Matt. Matt missed his first free throw of the night, and since then, he's gone on to hit 5 in a row and has picked up now his 7th point this evening. And just an FYI, that foul is the second of the night on Bowden Korblik for the Ravens. Second free throw, airborne by the right-hander, and hits it. 8 points tonight for Matt. 56-34. 5:15 to go in the game. These two teams, as well as most teams across the state, getting their seasons underway tonight. Joseph, I'm not sure. There's a little turnaround by the Ravens at the baseline. If there's a scoreboard that we need to send a recap to, well, I'll let you tell me what you think about that. 5 minutes and now inside 5 to go in the game. Cross-court pass, knocked away. Korblik goes to the left side and hits it on the breakaway layup. Bowden Korblik is up to 14 now, 58-34. Points were coming at a premium early in the game, but as the evening and the contest has worn on and the players have kind of, I think, maybe settled in just a little bit. You know, first minutes of the first game of a season, a lot of butterflies in that. Here's a shot from the baseline right, too strong. Offensive rebound by the Tigers. A follow shot for 3 is off the mark as well, and back up with it will come Parrish Beagle. He'll drive all the way to the top of the key where he stops, feeds underneath. Johnkin goes up, gets fouled, and Rush will pick up another one. Ben Rush, you can see pretty clearly, decided, you know, you're just not going to give up that uncontested, easy layup off the side. And he challenged it. Picks up his 3rd foul, and Johnkin is at the line. He's not had a free throw this evening either. That one will not go in. It is wide to the right side for Ngwaba, who has scored 4 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the third. So he's at 8. This one up, and that one won't go in either. Rebound to go down, ACCHS. We are halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, 58-34. They're driving down the right side of the lane. Now the ball's going to be stolen by Harris. Cutting down the lane, Trent Kimmy was putting on a bit of a move, thought he was going to be able to go into the right side, and suddenly Harris just reached over, was able to pick his pocket, took it the other way, and before he could get a shot off, he has been fouled. It'll be team foul 7. For Atchison County with 3:50 to go. And again, you're going to have Brody back into the ball game and Johnkin coming off the court. Long, hard look at it for Harris, and that one is good. He'll earn a bonus. And Mark will have point number 6 this evening. 59-34. Looking it over. Perfect. So Harris will hit both of these, making him 2 of 3 at the free throw line on his way to these 9 points. And it is a 60-34 game. Baseline right, 3 is up and good for the Tigers. Browerly. He will have his 3rd 3 of the game. One thing that we're not seeing from Morehama Academy tonight is it occurs to me, we've had 2 threes by Korbelik, 1 3-point shot by Beagle, but other than that, Ravens have not been shooting from the outside, not just not scoring, but they haven't been shooting really from the outside. Been working the ball, been really utilizing strong defense to initiate some steals, turnovers, and get some fast break opportunities. There's a bit of a head shake on the left side, down to the side of the lane, no shot available, and now the cross-court pass stolen. Tigers breakaway layup is up and good. Powerly. 13 points for Creighton. 60-39. 2:40 to go. That's Creighton, K-R-E-Y-T-O-N. Not like the one in Omaha. Different Creighton. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Ravens with the basketball, being very patient. Enjoying a 21-point lead here. Fairly late in the game. Here's Beagle with it, top side, and for the Ravens, looking out there, 3 of the starters still on the court right now. Adam Cottle is in the game. Here's a driving shot down the right side, off the window and good. And Parrish Beagle at 21 points now. Tigers, top of the key, minute 50 left. Now they're going to spread the floor way, way out. Go to Trent and Kimmy topside. Little motion to Bowerly. He's working in front of the bench and first-year head coach Taylor Smith. In fact, both of these clubs have first-season head coaches. Little fadeaway shot and another 3 by Creighton. So his 4th 3 and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 91 seconds left. It is. MHMA 62, ACCHS 42.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Just over a minute and a half to go in the ball game this evening, and ACCHS taking the timeout after another nice 3-point shot set sail and scored by Creighton Bowerly. See who we've got coming out on the court for these two teams. For the Ravens, who are going to be putting the ball in play, it'll be inbound by Keegan Mispagel. You've got Bowden Korblik in there. Brody Copeman is out on the court. Luke Siebert in there. And Adam Cottle. ACCHS will be putting the ball back in as the Tigers turn it over, or as the Ravens turn it over on that inbound. Here's Bowerly in, turns, shoots off the window, and it doesn't go. Copeman with the rebound. Now it's going to be stolen back. That was a nice defensive play, and then the Ravens are going to take it back away once again. Got Sheets is out there, and Kimmy on the floor. Got Dalton Damon in the game with Ben Rush for the Tigers as we have 1 minute remaining. Siebert will back in and kind of lose his balance a little bit, traveling with the basketball. Caden Burns. No, let me fix that. Well, maybe that's what was going to happen. Here we go. We're going to have to rely a little bit more on our program as we got some new faces coming in. We've got Miles Dulac in the game. You can hear the sounds of the crowd that's happy to see Miles in the game. Tiger shot won't go. Rebound followed up does. So the final shot is going to be up and in. Two more for Trenton Kimmy, and he's in double figures with 10. 62-44. Miss Pagel dishes it over to the right side to Siebert. The cutter to Brody. Off the glass for two. Brody with 8. And back down with it become the Tigers. James Sheets goes down the right side, swings it across, dumps it off down low. Rush into the lane from 12. No tip. Yes. Nice follow in by Trenton Kimmy. Now at a dozen. 64-46. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight here at Haverty Gym. It is Marhamount Academy 64, ACCHS 46. And we'll be back here to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Atchison, Kansas, where game is in the books, and the final score in the men's contest, 64-46, MHMA with the win. A recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for the Tigers, leading the way. How about Creighton Bowerly, huh? Great game for Creighton, 16 points, had six of those at intermission. Also a double-figure scoring, Trenton Kimmy with a dozen. 8 tonight for Matt Worley. It was a 5-point game for James Sheets. Off the bench, Dalton Damon had 3 and 2 tonight for Ben Rush. For Marhamount Academy, well, your Bank of Atchison is the player of the game. No question, Parrish Beagle with 21 points for Parrish tonight. He had 11 of them at halftime. Parrish was also joined in double-figure scoring by Bowden Korbelik with 14. 9 tonight for Mark Harris for the Ravens. 8 apiece for both Jonkin and Guava and Brody Copeman. Sam Joyce knocking in 2 and 1 tonight for Keegan Mispagel. Ladies game. It was a win for the Lady Tigers, 42-19. In the night cap, it was MHMA winning it, 64-46. Tomorrow here on CARE Radio, no, we haven't had enough fun yet. We're going to do more basketball. Yeah. The Ravens are going to be on the road. I'll be with them up in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Ladies game at 2 o'clock and the guys game at 4. Benedictin at William Penn tomorrow here on CARE Radio. I want to thank you for having joined us this evening. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's our producer and engineer, and just make everything happen smooth kind of a guy. Back at the CARE Sports Studio, Tom Couch here in the Haverty Gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.